WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A local hemp company will invest millions for a new plant in Elkton, and that's expected to create 24 jobs. The sister of a man killed by Richmond police says she'll run for governor as a third-party candidate. And Virginia has changed a lot in the last decade. We have a preview of what the 2020 census might tell us. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, December 30th. Shenandoah Valley Hemp LLC will invest more than $3 million to establish a new facility in Elkton. The plant will process industrial hemp fiber and extract cannabidiol, or CBD oil. Last January, the Elkton Town Council approved the company's plan. Governor Ralph Northam's office says the facility, operating under the name Pure Shenandoah, is expected to create 24 jobs. The company will receive a $50,000 grant from Northam's Agriculture and Forestry Industries Development Fund for the project, matched with local funds by Rockingham County and supported by the Virginia Jobs Investment Program. As part of the investment, Northam said that the business would be committed to purchasing 100% of its industrial hemp from Virginia growers. That is expected to result in nearly $5 million in payments to local farmers over the next 3 years. On Tuesday, criminal justice activist Princess Blanding announced her candidacy for governor as a third-party candidate. Blanding's announcement comes more than 2 years after her brother, Marcus David Peters, was fatally shot by a Richmond police officer. From partner station VPM, Ben Pavier reports.
Blanding has spent the time since her brother's death pushing for criminal justice reforms. But she says Democrats in the General Assembly passed only watered-down legislation this fall.
We cannot continue to vote blue and expect that we're going to get any results different than what we have been receiving, which is crumbs.
The 38-year-old science teacher is targeting her message at voters who see the Democratic Party as the lesser of two evils. She says her new Liberation Party brings something new to the table.
A third party that is going to be inclusive and not exclusive across all lines.
Blanding faces stiff competition from better funded and better known candidates. Two Republicans and four Democrats have already announced runs for Virginia's executive mansion. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
A partnership between the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and local pharmacies now offers on-site COVID-19 vaccinations for long-term care residents and staff. The Pharmacy Partnership for Long-Term Care program aims to help nursing facilities and local health departments, particularly in rural areas. The program allows the CDC to work directly with those facilities to offer vaccinations, which will be administered by CVS and Walgreens pharmacies. Across Virginia, 158,000 people have been identified as eligible to receive vaccinations through this program. Finally today, the 2020 census is likely to show that the Commonwealth is very different from it was just a decade ago. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on what we can expect to learn from the numbers.
For many years, people in Virginia have been talking about the disappearing white majority, a demographic shift of minority populations becoming the majority.
I think that's fuel for why you saw white supremacists talking about being replaced, but in reality, it's coming from intermarriage primarily.
Hamilton Lombard at UVA's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service. He says the narrative of the disappearing white majority is misleading because fewer people are fitting into the narrow category of white alone non-Hispanic. If you go by that metric, Barack Obama would not count as black because he has a white mother.
I think the one thing that people really should try to get away from is zero-sum game view, majority-minority. I think it is going to require a bit of a mental shift in data users and just the public when they look at race data and understand it, because Virginia is very different from the way it was a few decades ago.
When the next round of census data is released next year, he says he hopes people will focus on numbers from the section that talks about ethnicity of people who are two or more races, which shows a more complete picture and belies the narrative of the disappearing white majority. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.